USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday. Pence's office said in a statement that the vice president tested negative Saturday. While he is considered to be a close contact with Short, Pence will maintain his schedule in accordance with the CDC guidelines for essential personnel. Three words always give this guy away.
I'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the 73-year-old actor and former Republican governor of California, has undergone open-heart surgery. The Terminator shared the information on Instagram and Twitter. He had his aortic valve replaced at the Cleveland Clinic Medical Center in Ohio on Thursday. A faulty aortic valve hinders blood flow out of the heart and through the rest of the body. It can also lead to aortic stenosis. Schwarzenegger has had heart problems his entire life because of a congenital heart defect. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Polish President Andrzej Duda has tested positive Saturday for coronavirus and has gone into quarantine. Duda, 48 years of age, says he's feeling fine. He updated the nation in a Twitter video on Saturday, saying that he does not have any symptoms, including loss of taste or smell. I feel very well at the moment, he said, adding that he has a lot of energy and will continue to work at home, where he's quarantining with his wife and family. The United States Senate on Sunday plans to move closer to a final confirmation vote on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett on Monday. One of two Republican senators who had opposed the confirmation has flipped. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska said Saturday that she will vote to confirm Barrett. Murkowski said, "I have no doubt about her capability to do the job and to do it well." In the World Series, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays are tied at two games apiece as Tampa Bay wins last night in a thriller 8-7. Tonight's game, 8 o'clock on Fox. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump in Wisconsin Saturday night.
A corrupt bargain in exchange for his party's nomination. He has handed control of his party over to the socialists, communists, Marxists, and left-wing extremists. And they are. And they're filled with hatred, venom, and rage. They really are. I mean, you look at Portland. Look at these anarchists, right? You look at these anarchists, and we want to go into Portland so bad. You know, we do it. We do it. We've done it. So we go Minnesota. We go in, and what we've done in Minnesota, what we've done all over, wherever they. But we have to be invited. We have to be invited in. But Minneapolis, a week and a half, they're burning the hell out of the place, and then we Kenosha. Do I love Kenosha? Kenosha.
Democrat nominee Joe Biden in Bristol, Tennessee, Saturday.
His six top generals who worked for him all say he's not fit to be the commander-in-chief. He doesn't understand the sacrifices they've made. And nobody knows that better than Patrick. And Christina, our next congresswoman, I'm looking forward to serving with you, kid. I am looking forward to serving with you. You got the grit and the toughness and the smarts to get this done. And I really am. I mean it sincerely.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.